Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's head to Manhattan, Kansas, to be joined by John Kurtz. He is the host of the Three Mall Podcast, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats. John Kurtz, can you please tell all of your Wildcat friends that we had a K-State guest on 2 days in a row? We treating you guys like you're the Chiefs or something.
I'm not going to lie. I was just talking to Rob a second ago. I was like, K-State-Houston game really like popping off in these streets, man? Like, people are excited about K-State-Houston. I'm impressed. I am pleasantly surprised.
You thought I was going to ask you about the Houston Cougars on this show? You've listened to this show before. You thought that was going to come up?
Hey, man, I don't know. You know, I saw Donovan Smith at one point mocked in the first round. He's not even their starting quarterback anymore, so you know, I don't know.
Right now we're talking to our guy John Kurtz here. All right, Kurtz, this is what I want to get your opinion on. You know college football the way that I know college football, and there are 5 games this weekend where there is a ranked opponent that is going on the road. Ole Miss is going on the road to Arkansas. Oregon is going on the road to Michigan, Indiana and Michigan State, Texas A&M, South Carolina, and you guessed it, your K-State Wildcats against Houston. Are you worried at all, just a little bit, that K-State could catch the upset bug?
Mildly. You know, I mean, I think situationally there's a lot of stuff that lines up and makes sense as to why people in this spot would look at it and say, okay, like, keep your eye on this, because one, K-State is coming off of a pretty emotional game. I mean, they had to spend a lot of emotional energy to win that game against Kansas. And then next week they've got a bye. So, you know, this is a spot where it's like, all right, you go play this game against a team that is not very good, toward the bottom of the Big 12 standings. There's not going to be many people there. It's going to be a really dull atmosphere. Like, just roll in there, get your win, and you get a rest week. So I can see how you'd look at that and say, situationally, this doesn't feel like a great spot for the Cats. I just don't know that Houston has enough to really fully take advantage of that. You know, I mean, you saw them play Kansas. Obviously, they didn't look very good there, and that's a Kansas team that just went toe-to-toe with K-State. If you figure they're at worst, you know, kind of on an even playing field based on what they are right now, transitive property is dangerous in college football, but I just don't know that Houston has the offense to really keep up. Their defense is okay. You know, you look at them in the Big 12, they're kind of middle of the pack, maybe middle upper. And probably it's fair to say their offense has been so bad that defense would be better if paired with a competent offense. But, yeah, I don't know. They can't throw the ball. All they can really do is run it a little bit. Zion Chris has been a little better than Donovan Smith at quarterback. But it's just a rebuilding program that's in the early stages of a rebuild. And, you know, if you're TCU level, you're capable of like a horrific TCU performance, which they are because they turn the ball over a ton. And you can lose. You know, TCU did at home to Houston, but – I think K-State's got way too much. Houston beat TCU and Utah, 2 teams that have either a completely erratic offense or no offense at all, and I just don't think that fits what K-State is right now.
If you had to hand that upset token to another team in college football, who would you hand it to? Because you and I both know one of these ranked opponents is losing. Like, if you did a 5-team just money line parlay, you were not cashing that parlay. One of those 5 teams are losing. You don't think it's K-State. Perfectly fine. Let's say you're going to hand that to Texas A&M, or you're going to hand it to Ole Miss or Oregon. Who would you hand it to? Who do you think out of that group is going down this weekend?
Honestly, and I like this team, actually. I still think that they very well can make the playoff even with this, but I think Texas A&M's in a lot of trouble. I think that's a tough spot. South Carolina's been really good. I mean, they should have won that LSU game. They really did. I don't like to be, hey, the officials, you know, cost a team a game guy, but they really did cost South Carolina that game back in toward the beginning of the year. Texas A&M just came off a huge win at home. They're riding high. Now you got to go on the road to a team that has been probably a bit undervalued because they just haven't quite come through in moments like that against LSU when they really should have. And South Carolina is a tough place to play, man. That's a really underrated atmosphere. I've had enough people in SEC country talk about how good that atmosphere can be at Williams-Brice that I think a night game there is kind of a hornet's nest that Texas A&M is walking into. So for a lot of the situational stuff that I just lined up about K-State Houston, I think it applies to A&M South Carolina. But South Carolina has enough substance to actually get over the hump there and win the game.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz of the Three Mall Podcast, talking a little college football, talking a little K-State. John, what's the biggest, I guess, point of growth that you've seen from the Wildcats from week one to now?
Probably just their poise and, like, ability to battle through adversity, because that was really the problem at BYU. Was once things started going wrong, they just kept going wrong, and it completely snowballed. And now this team has proven twice, both at Colorado and then against Kansas, that when they face some adversity, they can put up a wall and move forward. And that's Colorado. I mean, they're leading basically the entire game, totally in control, and all of a sudden you snap your fingers and it's gone, and they need a drive with 2 minutes to go in the game, and they do it in three plays. Take the lead, then the defense gets a stop. And then against Kansas, you know, I mean, I would say they probably got outplayed, certainly very close to it. And late in the game, they find a way, man. They need a play. They force the fumble on Jalen Daniels. Even if the offense didn't move it as much as you'd like to, they get a 51-yard field goal, and then the defense continued what it did all fourth quarter, which was stop Kansas and be able to send a lot of pressure. So I just feel like they have more ways to beat you now. Obviously, the development of the passing game is a part of that. You know, that's how you can kind of move past that now. If you get buried like you did at BYU, felt like at the time they didn't really have the passing game to get back into it. Now they do, and Avery Johnson's gotten better there. But they're also just more poised and not letting that stuff get to them. They were bad in one-possession games last year. I mean, all those Texas, Missouri, like all the losses that came up last year, Oklahoma State, I believe by the end of it wound up being a one possession loss as well. Like, they were not good in those situations a year ago. And I think honestly, a lot of it is at the quarterback position. I just think Avery Johnson has an extra gear to get to that Will Howard did not, and has proven himself to be a little bit more of a clutch player so far in his career. So I think that's been the real difference.
So K-State is 7-1 right now. They have three games left until they play Iowa State. What's their record going to be heading into Farmageddon?
I do think it's going to be 10-1. Now you got to be careful with that. Obviously, road game here that we're talking about against Houston. But honestly, I'd be a little bit more worried about Arizona State or probably Cincinnati. I mean, those are the next two home games, and I know those are not teams that elicit a lot of fear just based on the name. But Arizona State and Cincinnati have quietly been a lot better this year. Those are both going to be bowl teams. And Cincinnati in particular, with Brendan Sorsby at quarterback, he's just made a massive difference for them, and they've had some close calls, but still sit at 5-3. I mean, they're good enough to beat you if you don't bring a great effort. You know, I mean, we saw what could happen. K-State wasn't totally sharp against Kansas. They almost got beat at home. Arizona State's probably capable of that too. They have one of the best running backs in the country in Cam Scataboo. And if Sam Levitt, their quarterback, is healthy, like they're solid. But I don't foresee K-State having a ton of trouble there. The problem is going to be, boy, that game in Ames is just going to be a bear. I think that's going to be a really tough one for them to win, not just because Iowa State is so much better this year, but, I mean, Matt Campbell's gotten the better of Chris Klieman. That's just been the track record between those guys since they've been coaching against each other. Obviously, the overall record, Matt Campbell's 3-2, but – you know, he's got the 2020 win that was the worst loss of the Klieman era. And then he's got last year in the snow, which was a really particularly embarrassing loss for K-State. He's been able to do it in Manhattan and in Ames. I just think that's going to be a really tough game. I heard actually Josh Pate say earlier today that he talked to FanDuel, and FanDuel said right now Iowa State would be a 5.5-point favorite in that game. So that'll be a really, really tough one at the end of the year.
That is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show. He's with the Three Mall Podcast. John, I hope that you're not on the show between now and the end of the month, because if you were on the show next week, something went wrong this week. Something went terribly wrong if you were on the show next Friday.
Oh, you weren't going to bring me on to just talk about your Tigers and that dominant performance at Bama?
All right. Yep, see, why are we – see, Rob, you're just going to give him that extra time to do that? No, see, I had to cut that off early. No, we're not. No, I'm not letting that fly here.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.